This is Matt Winters, editor of the Chinook Observer in Long Beach, Washington, and Coast River Business Journal for both Clatsop and Pacific counties. Here after deadline at KMUN. Terry Wilson's our trusty sound engineer, as usual, and we were delayed by just a moment there by an emergency test, but we're here live in the studio with Elena Gardner, who is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Good meeting you. And so we were just chatting briefly before the show came on. You've been here for 3 months and really settling in well.
Yes, it's been an exciting 3 months. It's between the Brew Cup and the Oregon Main Street Conference and gearing up for the holidays. It's been very exciting, and I'm really happy to be here.
Enjoying all the water and seafood.
I am. Yeah. It's been delightful.
Good. Well, you know, as always, I regard these as fairly informal chats, but we have a variety of things to get through. Your organization is really a good, active one, and I thought I'd start out by asking you to briefly describe what the association is and does.
Okay, yeah, without a doubt. So really, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association is part of the state Oregon Main Street program. And that is the Main Street approach is a approach to downtown revitalization that the ADHDA has adopted. And what that means is that there's four committees that we operate with and a board of directors, just accomplishing different projects throughout our downtown area in terms of the committees. And those committees are the Promotion Committee, the Business Development Committee, the Organization Committee, and the Design Committee. And each of those, actually, I brought a little reference material. Just our overarching mission is to encourage community involvement and investment in preserving the character of historic downtown Astoria while promoting its health and future. And so that, with our overarching mission, is broken down by the committee goals. For example, the Design Committee goal is to create a vibrant community environment while preserving the character of the historic downtown. And that's a lot of what our projects focus on, is this historic component of downtown. And again, with the Organization Committee, it's creating ownership and support for a sustainable and viable downtown. The Business Development Committee looks at our existing businesses and looking at how we can infill the vacancies and different things like that. So it's this very comprehensive approach to downtown. And through, again, the Main Street program, we get state support, and then we also get national support through the National Main Street program. So it's this tiered approach to downtown revitalization, and we're just a part of this larger support system as well.
How long has it been running now?
Well, we got restarted in 2010 when a group got together and joined the Oregon Main Street community at the exploring level. And with Oregon Main Street, there's three tiers to the program. Exploring is saying, hey, we're here, we're interested in the program, kind of what do we need to do next? And then Oregon Main Street will say, well, you need to do A, B, and C, and then you can get to transforming. And so ADHDA did A, B, and C, and then in fall of 2010, they were at the transforming level with the help of the RARE program, and that's the Resource Assistance for Rural Environment program partnered with AmeriCorps and the University of Oregon. And they used that for 3 years to really get programs, you know, to help further build that foundation. And then recently, they were able to hire a full-time staff person, me, in mid-August. And then with that completion, we were moved to the highest level, which is the performing Main Street level. And that, just to give you an idea, other performing Main Street communities in Oregon are Oregon City, McMinnville, Corvallis, and a few others. So it's a small group, but it's fun to be there. So.
Who are your board members?
So right now we have a 9-person board, and the board president is Dulcie Taylor. Vice president is Tiffany Estes. Secretary is Katie Murray. Treasurer is Stacy Brown. Then we also have Dareth Andrew. Oh gosh, I know. LJ Gunderson. Jennifer Holen, Paul Tudor, and Pete Gimry.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All nine. And we have elections coming up that will be announced December 6th at our general meeting. And we are part of the ballots. They're a little bigger this year because we are looking to expand our board. Mm. So we have the bylaws have been ratified where we can have a minimum of a 9-person board with a maximum of a 12-person board. Mm. Because as we are growing, we are looking to take on more, and we need more help. So.
Yeah. So I saw that you're actively recruiting interested parties that might want to join your board. How would they go about doing that if someone wants to?
Well, we have actually closed the nominations.
Have you now?
Yes, okay. We closed them last week, I believe. Mm. We're in the process of the election, but collecting the ballots, and then we'll announce. Mm. But our committees are open to anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. And again, the more people we have, the better. And that it's really a lot of our projects that we do kind of stem from a single individual's idea. And then it's presented to the committee and presented to the board. And if we feel that it aligns with the committee mission and the organization mission, then it's a project that we like to move forward with. So, mm-hmm. And that's really where a lot of our projects again come from, is this an idea and someone saying, "Hey, I think this would be really great for downtown. Let's do it." And then we talk about, well, how can we fund it, and gathering that support and going through all those right process and procedures, and we try to make them happen.
So. Yeah. I know that one of your exciting upcoming projects is to, as always, get downtown Astoria all dressed up for the holidays.
Yes.
You know, it's such a beautiful setting downtown, which you'll see for the first time.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've seen pictures, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it's really, really well done. It just gives it a very festive appearance.
And yeah.
So, you know, the Downtown Association has an active involvement in that, and then do you have other Christmassy or Thanksgiving events coming up?
Yeah, so actually, it's really the Christmas Club. Mm-hmm. They have really spearheaded the downtown decoration for quite a few years now, and ADHEA is, you know, coming in and saying, you know, how can we help? And mm-hmm. because it's a very large undertaking. I actually saw behind the scenes the other night, and it is just this warehouse of wonderful Christmas decorations that will actually be going up tomorrow morning. So,
so
if you see them, just give them a little wave and all of that. So decorations go up tomorrow, and then on next Saturday, November 30th, is really where downtown will come alive with all the sparkling excitement. We have quite a few businesses taking advantage of our Sparkling Deals campaign, mm-hmm. and that is this coupon deal starting November 30th through December 24th, where you can shop downtown, and there's a variety of deals from over, we're approaching about 30 businesses downtown mm-hmm. participating in this. So you can get your little deals card and shop downtown. Mm-hmm. And then Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be downtown at 2:30 at the Liberty Theater. And then we'll be showing two different holiday movies at 3:15 and then again at 4 mm-hmm. o'clock. And we do ask that you just bring a canned food for admission, and then we'll be giving that to the local food bank. And then 5 o'clock, we will start getting ready to light up downtown, and the North Coast Chorale will be there, mm-hmm. and the ASOC Scrooge Choir, and some other mm-hmm. secret people I can't tell you about quite yet. So you just have to come and find out who they are.
Okay.
So yeah, it's going to be a great time downtown. So
say again which day this is.
This is next Saturday, okay. November 30th. Okay. Downtown is always open, but mm-hmm. Shops usually open around 10 or 11 on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then the holiday festivities get underway at 2:30, and then the movies at 3:15, and then a different movie at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then check our website here in a little bit, and all of that information and details will be on mm-hmm. there, astoriadowntown.com.
When does the free parking start?
The free parking also starts on November 30th. But there are some rules that still apply. You know, please no handicap parking, things of that nature. But yes, free parking. So mm-hmm. we just really, with the city, encourage people to come downtown, shop, eat, play, have mm-hmm. fun, see everything that there is to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned these deal cards. Where do people get those?
They will be at the participating businesses, mm-hmm. as well as we'll be handing them out Saturday at the event. There'll be some mm-hmm. at the Liberty Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also pick them up from the ADHDA office, which is located at 486 12th Street, mm-hmm. Suite H. So I'm right there behind the banker's suite at the corner of 12th and Exchange.
Oh, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what did you do before this to, you know, happen into this incredibly great job?
Yeah. So I was introduced to the Main Street program through the RARE program. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Virginia and was working at this patent law firm in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. and said, I got my degree in public and urban mm-hmm. affairs to do city planning and economic development and sitting at a desk.
Hell
you know?
No.
I was like, this is not, there's something wrong with this picture. And I actually had a friend who did the RARE program mm-hmm. and she was telling me all of these great things she was doing. And I was like, wait, like, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so I applied and was accepted into the program and was in La Grande, Oregon for the past 2 years working with their Main Street program. And that's where I really realized that the Main Street approach really tied in more to my personal interest in terms of the community involvement component of it, the historic revitalization restoration component of it, and it's this more kind of grassroots. I don't know. It was this mm-hmm. really exciting approach to downtown revitalization, and I was introduced to the ADHDA last year at Corvallis during the annual Main Street conference, and hearing on the different projects that they were working on. And then, when a full-time position became available, I was like, I want to be a part of that excitement. And fortunately, they agreed, and here I am. So that's a very, you know, in a nutshell, how I got here. But yeah, it's been exciting. Like I said, the Main Street approach to downtown revitalization it's really exciting. And to have, again, this state and national support is really great mm-hmm. as well.
So with both a professional background in planning and sort of this cross the country view of how different towns succeed mm-hmm. or don't succeed, what do you see as Astoria's particular strengths? What are its big assets?
I think its biggest asset is its community involvement. Mm-hmm. And that really opened my eyes during the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, because that was an event. I had been here a little over a month, and the Brew Cup committee had been planning since February, you know, this event's going to happen at the Barbie Center and all of this. And then, you know, Mother Nature had a different plan. And it was just exciting to see everyone really spring into action. And we continued with the Friday event, but phone calls were made. The city helped get the streets closed. And Cindy Mudge and the Astoria Event Center said, okay, we can do this. And I mean, literally the community came together. We picked up the event, moved it, you know, a few blocks down the way, and we're up and ready to run mm-hmm. 2 minutes prior. And hopefully, you know, no one saw, you know, no one knew the behind the scenes of this exciting mm-hmm. thing. But for me, I saw the community really step up to the plate and come together and say, this event's going to happen. And then I forget, someone started dubbing it, you know, Goonies Never Say Die, and neither does the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. And to me, that was only possible because the community really came together and to help with the behind the scenes, and then putting on their rain gear and mm-hmm. and enjoying the fun with us. So, mm-hmm. so.
Well, you know, KMUN broadcasts that live.
Yes.
And I went down there Friday, and it was rain was getting on our equipment, that sort of stuff. I talked to Jack from Fort George a little later, and mm-hmm. he says, yeah, it took us months to plan it and 15 minutes to move it.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
But it was awesome. And so I think that is really, in the grand scheme of things, how the Astoria and downtown and everything has done so well is because there is so much community support from all organizations and everyone supporting everyone else's efforts, and it's mm-hmm. just, it's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, not to speak ill of any of our neighbors particularly, but when I think of Astoria in comparison to Longview is a obvious example, whose downtown is just really, really struggling to mm-hmm. stay alive. It strikes me that Astoria is in a much more fortunate situation in terms of both its sort of physical assets and its people that mm-hmm. really still care about this ownership of
Definitely.
The community.
Yeah. And that's what's exciting too. And what we're trying to encourage with the Sparkling Deals campaign mm-hmm. is to really get people that may not have been downtown, in the past few months or the past, few years, and to see what our shops have to offer, because there's some really exciting stores and products downtown mm-hmm. that, you know, you don't have to shop online to get a unique mm-hmm. and cool gift. And if you don't see it, then ask the business owner, and, you know, they may be able to get that product for you, or maybe even make it or mm-hmm. something of that nature. So, yeah, I remember a little personal story when I first moved to LeGrand. I wanted to get a unique gift, and I was speaking to this one gallery about a piggy bank. My sister, I have two little nephews, mm-hmm. and she wanted piggy banks, and so I had this local gentleman make a piggy bank out of steel, which travels very well, and
yeah.
it's great for a four-year-old when they're up on a shelf, and
right.
you know, they're not breakable. But and so actually, I'm talking to a few business owners downtown this year to get products made for my friends and family, mm-hmm. and so that's, if you see something you like, but, you know, maybe it's out of your price range or something like that, see if a local business person can make that, mm-hmm. if that's their trade. And I think they'd be more than willing to work with you. And mm-hmm. and then you can get a custom present for
right.
the holiday season. So.
Great. This is Matt Winters of Coast River Business Journal and the Chinook Observer. I'm here on KMUN this morning speaking with Elena Garner with the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. yeah, that sort of ability to get really locally made products that are high quality and have that personal investment or personal
Definitely.
Touch is just so important.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the things that makes Astoria so popular with the cruise ship visitors, that they can come here and feel like they're still touching base with the real America in a way.
Definitely. No, mm-hmm. I completely agree. So, and that's, yeah.
So for a small city, Astoria garners a huge amount of positive publicity from, mm-hmm. you know, national and regional press. I just recently, I saw a Facebook posting of a story that happened actually a couple of months ago now from Huffington Post,
yes.
you know, lauding it as, you know, compared to Portland, which sort of is a little bit of a put-on hipness, Astoria still is the real thing. It doesn't have to kind of put on any act or, you know, build it up.
Yeah.
It's real here.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I was actually, I was talking to my sister, and I was talking, mm-hmm. telling her about Astoria and all of this. And she was like, well, I like, you know, cities. And I was like, Astoria, it is a small town with a big personality. And I think that's what makes it cool and fun, is that there's always something new and exciting to do. And it's just, it's, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a cool town to be, mm-hmm. to be in and to explore and
right.
That's just, yeah.
Yeah. Having been here an amazingly long time myself, it seems like, you know, I've seen these things come and go in a way in terms of these wonderful stories. And, you know, it's been featured in the New York Times. And, you know, you just think that, wow, this is really going to, you know, set this place on fire. But the fact of the matter is that all of those even wonderful publicity things are always sort of a short-term blip sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, they help build overall positive impressions, but, you know, you don't really see a torrent of tourists from Manhattan suddenly
right.
arrive in Astoria, of course. So do you have any ideas, or does the association, for how a place builds upon this growing reputation? Do you have a real active sort of campaign of capitalizing on
in terms of further reaching,
mm-hmm. And giving it some shelf life.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, really what we do is, so our focus is downtown, and then we work very closely with the city and the mm-hmm. chamber and things like that. And really what the organization, our future goals are, is now with a full-time staff person, is that a lot of the projects that we've been working on at a small scale, we can now take them to a larger scale, mm-hmm. or projects that we've been wanting to work on, but, you know, you kind of mm-hmm. need that, you need a more mm-hmm. cohesive group. It's, we can now go towards those mm-hmm. bigger projects and goals. And so I think that it's something that, yeah, we talk about, but it's just, we're going to kind of let it happen. And mm-hmm. when it happens, it'll be great. And we're just really focusing on our projects for 2014 and kind of how they will transpire to 2015 and 2016. And then as opportunities present themselves, that's kind of how we'll build our shelf life, so to speak. And again, too, being a part of the greater Main Street network, we do have opportunity to apply for national recognition in terms of what national Main Street projects or their awards that they have to offer. So mm-hmm. we can start working in that direction.
A caller just phoned in and asked for you to name some projects that the association does year-round.
Oh, year-round. Okay. Year-round. Well, most recently, or most currently, will be the holiday, the downtown, doing the movies and the deals like that. Another year-round event is the Second Saturday Art Walk. Happens every second Saturday. And during the winter months, it's 5 to 8. And it's been exciting in the 3 months that I've been here. The participating businesses has really grown. I believe for November, we were at 20 businesses that participated. And they're not just all art galleries. It's restaurants. It's businesses that have a unique product, like In the Boudoir or for Cynthia. And they sometimes also show local artwork as well. And so it's an event that's really cool to tie in kind of these all aspects of art, however you interpret that to be. Another event, we're looking to do it biannually, is the downtown cleanup. I believe April is when the first one will happen, and we're talking about doing another one next fall. And then, again, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, that's an event that the ADHD has recently taken over the coordinating efforts of. So that's a annual event. What am I forgetting? Oh, Jane Barnes. That will be coming up in April, and that is a fundraising event for the ADHDA. I have my notes here because and I dropped some of them. Let's see. I think there's a few for you.
Yeah. More in a minute. Well, there's lots going on. Yeah. Obviously, good.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, the whole art community thing is really important, I think, to any community in terms of, you know, that sort of creative spirit really interjects a lot of I think, significance to a place, and it makes it, it just gives it a special energy that places that lack that just don't have. You know?
Well, and one exciting project that we're working on through the design committee with the help of Ray Merritt is the sidewalk tiles. It's a project that has been talked about, and a few weeks ago, 14 tiles were put in around Clemente's. So if you haven't been downtown, make sure you look down and look at those tile replacements. And that's something that we're hoping to get more of and start replacing some more. So, yeah.
Do you want to interject to anything, Ray? Okay. I'm always happy to draft additional participants at any point in the interview.
When you say tiles, describe them.
Describe them. Well, they are a purple glass tile, but they are, oh gosh, Ray, I might need you to interject. It's, the process that these were made were stacking of glass, and then, so it's clear glass, and then there was one piece of purple glass, and then it's melted, bonded together to make the shape needed. And there's two different styles depending on how the specific square in the greater square pad needs to be replaced.
And it causes light to go underneath the sidewalk, right?
They're reflective. And then there is one on the 12th Street side of Clemente's. They did a little rope light. So at night, it is illuminated from the bottom as well. And so
those are cool.
Yeah, and I know Hotel Elliott has one. And then Silver Salmon, I believe they have an illuminated one as well. And that's something that we've talked about as well. It's like, if we could get more of these replaced, illuminate them from the bottom. I mean, how cool would downtown look at night, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's projects like that, they take a while, but in terms of that national recognition of, hey, like, look what we're doing, and to get, you know, that, Astoria, you know, more on the map type thing.
Does the association itself track things like how Astoria is doing in terms of vacancies downtown, or, you know, how well it's doing in terms of historical preservation efforts?
Yes. Actually, that's a business development committee. That's really their focus area. And that was the first committee to form when ADHD got the ball rolling again in 2010. Recently, after the Oregon Main Street Conference, the Business Development Committee, a group of us, went around looking at upper floor usage, as well as, you know, just kind of a general looking at the vacancies. And surprisingly, there's not a lot. I mean, in terms of opportunity of, you know, what's not being used, there's a lot of apartments on second floors that are in use. And in terms of vacancies, they're filling up, and it's exciting. So we still talk about some of the other vacancies, what we can do, and little things that we can do now to kind of make downtown look more whole, until we can fill them. But yeah, it's been exciting to see the vacancy numbers drop. So,
so considering that, do you feel that downtown is fairly well positioned to deal with more competition from Warrenton and from Walmart and those sorts of challenges?
Definitely, because again, what downtowns offer in general, and specifically Astoria, is a unique product, a unique service, and it's again that historical element that, I mean, Walmart and Costco can't really touch. You know what I mean? So it's really capitalizing on the just the essence of downtown, and then having these stores that really help play into that, that make us unique and fun and exciting and a destination to come to.
The study process that Michelle Reeves led made a variety of recommendations that pertain to downtown. Could you just, you know, we're sort of within about 3 minutes of the end of our show, believe it or not, and I wish we had another half hour, but could you just very briefly encapsulate what those were and what actions are going forward to act on them?
Yeah, definitely. So it was the Building Blocks Project, and from that she made a lot of recommendations. And so quickly looking at our work plans, we broke them down into the four committees. And so a lot of them, interestingly enough, we were doing maybe in some level, but now having a bigger picture type of thing, like storefront lighting, and also, again, to incorporate that into the sidewalks or something of that nature. Riverwalk connectors and wayfinding is a project that we've been talking about, but now kind of needing that extra push to say, okay, maybe we should do that sooner than later type of thing. Let me see what else here. Looking at just more volunteer recruitment and different things, how we can incorporate more organizations into what we're doing as well, just and furthering that support, garnering that support type of thing. So that's it briefly. I have a whole list, but I don't know if you have other questions.
It's good stuff. So we're really getting crunched for the last minute or so. In like 25 words or less, you know, looking ahead like maybe 5 years or so, what do you see Astoria having accomplished from what it is now?
Wow. I really see us taking our current projects, growing them. The biggest one, I guess, would be the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, to really growing that to be this huge economic stimulus type of event. Things like that, taking what we're already doing and just growing them so they are sustainable and they are noteworthy and they get people all over the place.
So if you would, could you give listeners your phone number or best way to contact you if they want to jump into this and
yes,
help?
Yes, definitely. I can be reached at 503-791-7940. My email is elena@astoriadowntown.com, A-L-A-N-A. And you can reach me at 486 12th Street, Suite H, or you can always find us online at astoriadowntown.com.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again a lot, Elena. It's really been nice meeting you and good work. So this is Matt Winters, After Deadline, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.